If you're serious about investing in gold or silver, Allegiance Gold will give you an additional $5,000 in free gold to add to your portfolio. They can help you buy any amount of gold or silver, even roll over your current IRA into gold. They've helped thousands invest millions in gold over the years, with prices that are some of the best in the industry, with fees that are fair, reasonable, and transparent. Protect your wealth with gold. Save on your gold or silver pricing when you buy from the top-rated Allegiance Gold. Invest in gold or silver today by calling Allegiance for your free gold guide. And learn about the $5,000 free gold offer with qualified purchase. Call now.
800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. That's 800-413-1937.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America. This is Tee to Green, the golf show.
It's destination listening for dedicated golfers, and you have found it. It's Tee to Green, the golf show. Whether you're a dedicated golfer or a weekend warrior, a low handicapper, or just a beginner, doesn't matter. We are here for you. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell. Our producer is the Duke, Robert DeCosa, in Master Control. And we're locked and loaded with another big show today as we look at the greatest golfers of all time and try to figure out just where Rory McIlroy now stands on that all-time list. Joining us and helping us out, author Michael Arkush, who wrote the book, The Golf 100, a couple of years ago, before Rory won the career Grand Slam and won back-to-back green jackets. When he wrote the book, Michael had Rory at number 25 on the all-time list. Then later in the hour, National Golf Day is just around the corner. A week from tomorrow, what is National Golf Day, and why should you care about it? Well, Jay Perrin joins us from our nation's capital to talk about it. He represents the American Golf Industry Coalition. That's a collection of people in the golf business who represent all of us who watch, play, and love the game. Jay Perrin, today on Tee to Green. There's a major championship in women's golf this weekend, and we'll check out the Chevron Championship today on Tee to Green. Check out the leaderboard and who is leading and who is contending and who'll jump in the pond when it's all over.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord. What club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest. Save me from the double bogey blues.
America's longest-running network radio golf show, Tee to Green, is streamed live at sportsbyline.com. You can also hear us on iHeartRadio, the TuneIn app, Stitcher Radio, worldwide on the American Forces Network, and on great radio stations all across the country. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell. We are teeing it up and talking golf with Michael Arkush next, right here on Tee to Green.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Progressive knows you think the grass is always greener. Like maybe you ride a motorcycle. But today, it's raining. So you wish you had an RV. But if you did, you'd have to listen to some guy parked next to you at a campsite play his acoustic guitar. Now, before you start wishing you had a boat, remember, your brother-in-law would invite himself every weekend.
Permission to come aboard, Captain?
But one thing that is greener is the money you could save when you bundle your RV, boat, or motorcycle with your home or auto with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Blue sky.
Some people think nature is like this. But actually, it's like this. Mother Nature's not all sunshine and rainbows. Nature can be hotter than a sauna and colder than an Arctic skinny dip. That's why Columbia engineers everything we make for anything nature can throw at you. Columbia, engineered for whatever.
It's the show by golfers, for golfers, and once again, we are here to talk golf. On Tee to Green, the golf show, I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell and Master Control the Duke, Robert DeCose, and we've got a great show for you today as we are getting deeper and deeper into nice weather, springtime, and more golf. Debbie, I don't know about you, but I'm having trouble wrapping my brain around the fact that it's the end of April already, May just around the corner. It seems like it was just New Year's, and we were celebrating New Year's Eve not that long ago. It's crazy.
It does fly, Jay, and that's why we want to enjoy every single moment of life, because it seems to be moving at a fast pace. And I'm in Florida today, and it's absolutely gorgeous out. Even low humidity, sunny skies, it's gorgeous. And if you're watching golf today, I have an outdoor TV, so I'm ready to watch the Chevron today, which we'll talk about at the end of the show.
I figured you'd be watching that. Send some of that nice weather our way. It's chilly today here in Colorado, and I just talked to Robert, who's out in San Francisco, and he said it's cold in the Bay Area as well, so send us a little bit of that warm weather, okay?
I will do my best.
We are doing our best with a great lineup of guests for you today. Later in the show, Jay Perrin will be here. Jay is with the AGIC, the American Golf Industry Coalition. The 18th National Golf Day starts a week from tomorrow. It's actually 3 days. They've expanded it May 4th, 5th, and 6th. And we'll talk about that, what it is, and why you should give a darn about it. Our first guest, back with us, Michael Arkush has written or co-written a number of golf-themed books. Some of the subjects include Payne Stewart, Scottie Pippen, Sugar Ray Leonard, Phil Jackson, his bestsellers. Early last year, his latest book was released called The Golf 100, a spirited ranking of the greatest players of all time. And we had Michael on just about a year ago after Rory won his first green jacket. And we talked about Rory's place on that all-time list. Well, now Rory's got two green jackets hanging in his closet, winning back-to-back Masters. He's also a member of an exclusive club as a winner of the Career Grand Slam. So I thought it'd be kind of cool to get Michael back on the show to talk about Rory, the Masters, his place now on the all-time list, and we welcome Michael Arkush back with us on the Tee to Green guest line. Michael, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Great. Do you sometimes wonder about the timing of all this with your book and then Rory waiting till now to finally make a major impact in his career?
It's all because of me. I set it up. I mean, if I hadn't written the book, he wouldn't have won those two Masters.
Yeah, I like that. One of the things I want to ask you about, and I think I asked you this last time you were on, and we discussed it a little bit. Your book is called The Golf 100, A Spirited Ranking of the Greatest Players of All Time. Why did you throw that word spirited in there?
Because it's about having fun. It's about reveling in the accomplishments of these guys and realizing we take it so seriously sometimes, but it's a sport, and it's a fun sport, and we should have a good time when we talk about it, when we play. And I wanted to have a good time going back into history, and I did. I spent 3 years on this. I went through every Golf Digest issue since 1950, and I watched hundreds of tournaments on YouTube. Yes, I did not have a life.
Well, fun is the way to go. And, Michael, more people need to have fun on the golf course rather than getting so upset at themselves and about the poor shots they hit. But this is fun, and it's so fun to talk about it. And now with Rory winning that jacket, it's fun to talk about him. And he is now the fourth player to win back-to-back in the Masters. How much movement did that get for Rory in your list?
Well, in preparation for this phone call, I went back and I did a little bit of the numbers. I've got him right now he had been in 25 in my book. In my book, the calculations had taken place through the British Open of 2024, okay? So now I went back and calculated what he's done since then, specifically the Masters victories and some other performances. And I've got him right now moving up from 25 to 16. He's right behind Lee Trevino at 15. If he were to win, boy, let's say he's turning 37 years old next month. Okay, so if he were to win another maybe two majors, three majors, I see him potentially getting up to around 10, somewhere between 10 and 15. Cracking the top 10 will still be difficult, but it's not impossible.
Michael Arkush, the book is called The Golf 100, A Spirited Ranking of the Greatest Players of All Time. Okay, before we get further into that and the potential of Rory McIlroy, who's pretty much in his prime right now and has a few good years left of climbing that list, besides just winning majors, what other criteria are you looking at when you compile a list like this?
Well, I mean, I did it by the major, not just winning majors, but finishing in the top five in majors and winning PGA Tour events, as well as what's your overall impact on the game. I mean, there were, of the 100 players I had, I gave bonus points to maybe 15, 20 players, depending on that contribution. Arnold Palmer, Bobby Jones, who not only what they did between the ropes, but how much they generated interest in the game of golf. I don't know where golf would be without Bobby Jones, without Arnold Palmer. So Rory doesn't accumulate any bonus points, but yes, you're right. He still has a few really good years. To 37, I would say he's got a good 3 to 5 years really at that peak level. And who knows? I mean, now that he's broken free from the long drought, a drought nobody anticipated, he went 11 years between majors, which, if you had said to me in 2014, British Open, when he won his fourth major, he will not win his fifth until 2025, I would have put a lot of money on that.
I think a lot of people would have. Yeah, that's for sure. So he originally, you had him at 25 ahead of people like Greg Norman, Raymond Floyd, Jimmy DeMeritt, and Annika, just behind some folks like Nick Faldo, Babe Zaharias, Seve, and Patty Berg. How much grinding was there to move him from 25 to 16?
How much what? I'm sorry.
How much grinding? How much stress? Or how much did you?
Did you go to move him up? Each major is worth 2,000 points. So that's 4,000 points right there. And then there were a couple other victories he had along the way. So each tour victories were three, in addition, is worth 300 points. So I just did, it's all by numbers. But I'm looking right now. He's not that far from Trevino. And he wins another, so he wins another major. He'll pass, you know, to go to 15. And then in the next few, you got Gene Sarazen, Phil Mickelson, Tom Watson, Gary Player. And then you go to the top 10. Like I said before, I think that he has a really good chance to wind up around 11, 12, or 13 when it's all said and done. To get into the top 10, I would say he needs at least another three major titles.
Well, let's bring Scottie Scheffler into the fold a little bit. We know Rory obviously won again at Augusta. Scottie finished just one shot back. His career is still unfolding, of course. But where would you, in your mind, rank Scottie in terms of that list?
Boy, oh boy, that changes almost on a weekly basis. It's crazy. I mean, you know, one of the things when the book came out, I'm going, oh my gosh, I don't have Scottie Scheffler in there. This is crazy. But his numbers hadn't reached that level. Boy, have they ever since. He's got four major titles now, 20 victories, just not even 30 years old. I haven't done the latest numbers yet, but he's certainly in the top 50 to 60 easily, and probably will go even lower by the end of the year. So the sky's the limit for him, really. It's remarkable. And I was watching the 24 British Open, which he was in contention with. If he had won that tournament, I would have had him in the top 100. But certainly he's such a huge factor now.
Yeah, he has won a major since your book came out last summer. And he's ranked number one in the world. I don't know how many consecutive weeks. Does that figure into the equation, the number one ranking?
No, the number one ranking doesn't, but I want to caution people a little bit. I mean, we just like Rory had those four majors and then took 11 years, there is no guarantee for Scottie. I mean, everyone assumes that he's going to go to 7, 8, 9, 10 majors. Who knows? There's too many complicating factors, too many variables, both physically and mentally, that come into play that it's impossible to predict. So I wouldn't anoint him as his next, as going to the next level. He certainly is in position, though.
Michael Arkush, the book is called The Golf 100, a spirited ranking of the greatest players of all time. He's going to stay with us for another segment. So you stick around, too, right here on Tee to Green.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
Your top source for golf news and entertainment on the radio, online, on your smartphone. Lots of ways to listen and hear Tee to Green these days. We do appreciate you joining us whatever method you choose. Along with Debbie O'Connell, I'm Jay Ritchie. We're talking golf today with Michael Arkush, whose book that was released early last year, called the Golf 100, a spirited ranking of the greatest players of all time. And we're discussing with Michael the spot held by Rory McIlroy. When the book came out after 2024, Rory McIlroy was 25th on the all-time list. Since then, though, of course, everybody in golf knows he's won back-to-back Masters, only the fourth guy ever to do that. He's also won the career Grand Slam. And as we heard in the last segment, Rory McIlroy, if the book was published today, would be up to number 16 on the all-time list. Besides Rory and Scottie Scheffler, who we talked about, Michael, any other modern day or any other of today's players? I think on the original list, I remember seeing Brooks Koepka, Jordan Spieth, anybody else in today's group that's on that list or might be on that list here shortly.
Yeah, well, definitely Koepka, as you mentioned. We've got five majors, and Dustin Johnson as well is on that list. Jordan Spieth, but there's been no real movement by any of those guys. Of course, DJ plays on the LIV Tour, so I don't count the LIV Tour. Koepka's now back on the PGA Tour. He hasn't done well. He's done okay, but he hasn't finished in the top five of a major. He hasn't won a tournament. But he's in his mid-30s. I could see him. I'm looking right now. I got him at 40. I could see him cracking the top 20 if he has a good next 2 or 3 years to stretch. Jordan Spieth, that's another question. Jordan Spieth is, he had those three early majors. He's done nothing for years. It's frustrating for fans of his because they want him so badly to show the form he showed years ago. It's hard to say whether it's going to happen or not. As I said before, this game is so unpredictable.
Well, someone who is in great form right now is Nellie Korda. We'll talk about her more at the end of the show with her big lead at the Chevron. She's on her way, we think, today to win, if she does win today, her third major and her 16th win. How do you see Nellie breaking in and making some movement?
Well, so in the book, I have 15 of the 100 players are women. And I haven't done Nellie's numbers, but when I looked at it over a year ago, she wasn't close to being in that group. She's still fairly young, so if she goes on a tear over the next 2 to 5 years, I could see her maybe getting in there. And there are no other women really who I had close to getting in there. I mean, I have some great women in there: Lorena Ochoa, Kari Webb, Julie Inkster, players who did amazing things. Nellie certainly has the ability, and I could see her getting in there, but there's still a long way to go.
And let me ask you, Michael, I'm curious about how, is there a formula where you consider competition? Because one may argue that the competition in the field keeps getting bigger and bigger.
No, I did not.
Is there part of your formula with that?
No, I didn't do that. No. I didn't say, well, these guys, competition. I only measured people against how they performed in the eras they were in, the competition they had.
Okay.
They couldn't. You can't say, well, it would have been this way. I mean, I could make the argument, though, that Nicholas, who's number one on the list, had the toughest battle because all the great players, all the Hall of Famers he played with against in the 60s and 70s, Miller, Weisskopf, Trevino, player, the list goes on. And you could say many tougher opponents than Tiger faced. But I don't factor that in, the levels of competition, no.
One of the surprising lists for me was Annika at 26, considering 72 wins and 10 majors. And she's third on the list in terms of wins behind Kathy Whitworth and Mickey Wright with 82. So what kept Annika from being closer, you know, a little higher on your ranking comparatively
Mickey Wright? But look at Patty Berg. Patty Berg is 15, number 20, 15 majors, more than any woman ever. Babe Didderus-Zaharias at 19. It's unbelievable what a great career Babe had, and an impact on the game as well. And then you have, as you mentioned, Mickey Wright, the best woman golfer of all time, number six, the best swing, male or female ever. Even Ben Hogan said so. She had 80-some-odd victories, and she basically left the game at the age of 34 years old. She had injuries. She partly played after that. Remarkable player. People say to me all the time, how come Annika's not your top-ranked woman? I think we have a bias sometimes toward players who are playing more recently, and we forget about the older players. You cannot forget about Mickey Wright.
Mickey was an absolutely incredible. And with Babe, when you look at Babe, 41 wins and 10 majors. 10 of her wins were majors.
Yeah.
I don't know what percent that is, but that is the highest percent of anyone.
Oh, and she won the U.S. Women's Open
wins
after
that are majors.
Cancer. You know, incredible.
The top 10 are Harry Vardon, Byron Nelson, Walter Hagen, number 8, Sam Snead, number 7, Mickey Wright, number 6, Arnold Palmer, number 5, Ben Hogan, number 4, Bobby Jones, number 3, Tiger, number 2, and Jack, number 1. I imagine the most spirited debate came between Jack and Tiger. That's all you pretty much hear, the Tiger fans versus the Jack fans.
Yeah, no doubt. But the numbers just were in Jack's favor. 20 major victories. I gave him 20 because I counted the two U.S. amateurs he had. 20 major victories, 19 seconds and 9 thirds. So 30, let me do the math. I wasn't a math major. 48 times, okay, he was in the top three of a major tournament. Think about that.
And didn't he have like 19 runner-up finishes, number two?
Yeah, 20 victories, 19 seconds, and 9 thirds.
Yeah, it's crazy.
48 times, 1, 2, or 3.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's just nuts. Okay, Jack.
How did Tiger do with that, with the seconds and thirds in majors?
Well, not anywhere near as many seconds and thirds. I mean, Tiger had, he's got the 15 majors, which is certainly, when Tiger won his 14th, though, in 2008, the U.S. Open, at Torrey Pines, everybody thought, well, Tiger's gonna win 19, maybe 25, and then of course we know what happened. Tiger did not have near as many seconds and thirds as Jack.
Jack was 46 when he won his last Masters. Tiger won at 45. Phil was in his 50s when he won a major. Rory is 36 years old. He'll be 37 in a few days. You said you think he'll be competitive for the next 3-4 years. I think he's going to be competitive if he wants to for like the next 8 or 10 years. That's the possibility of playing in 40 more majors if he wins.
It's hard to win majors in your mid to late 40s, though. It really is. And we're not even factoring in the young people we haven't heard of who are going to be playing against him in the 40s when he's in his 40s. The focus, the mental, the amount of mental and concentration, I just don't think you can sustain it that well for that long. I'm not saying there won't be moments where he pops up and he's a factor, but I think the height of it, the prime, as you put it, of his career, won't last more than another 3 or 4 years.
Is Rory still your favorite modern-day golfer?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, it was impossible to root against him a few weeks ago. Although I must tell you, a part of me was rooting for Justin Rose as well. I mean, given all the frustrations he's had at Augusta, especially, it would have been such a popular victory for him to win. It was a great Masters. We've had two in a row that have been fabulous. Now the big hype for next year will be, can Rory be the first one to win three in a row?
Yeah. Great point.
That certainly will be exciting to watch. And I, too, Michael, I felt like you with Justin Rose. I was rooting for both of them, really. It was interesting.
Yeah, can we just give the title of both of them, make them
co-winners?
You know, Justin, when he hit that bad second shot on 11 and then he hit a poor chip on 12, you could see the mental strain on him and the pressure he was facing. None of us can imagine what that feels like, but you can see it. The toll it took on him.
Got another major coming up here in just a few weeks with the PGA Championship at Aronimink. The spotlight will be, of course, on Rory and on Scottie Scheffler. And I just think it's wonderful that we can have this discussion and talk about it. And it's a great book. There's a lot more to it than we just talked about here in these last two interview segments. It's called The Golf 100, a spirited ranking of the greatest players of all time. That's Michael Arkush. Michael, thank you so much for coming back on TV and sharing this with us.
Thank you very much.
Michael Arkush, The Golf 100. Check it out. Coming up, we'll be checking out the Chevron Championship and the leaderboard in Houston. And our next guest, Jay Perrin, joins us to talk about National Golf Day next on Tee to Green.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624. Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
News, it's interviews, and it's lots of fun, too. And boy, are we having fun today talking golf. Everyone interested in golf, it's Tee to Green. It's the Golf Show with Debbie O'Connell. I'm Jay Ritchie. And a quick reminder here from our friends at Divot Magazine about the most important must-have for every golfer, the 2026 Green Saver, helping Colorado golfers save money for 27 years and good all year. Green Saver keeps you on the course without breaking the bank. You can redeem at golf courses and indoor golf facilities throughout Colorado and Nevada. Save with two-for-ones, half-off, and other discounted green fees. Get additional savings on cart rentals, range balls, hitting bays, club fittings, lessons, lodging, retail, and much more. And enhance your experience with food and drink specials at golf course bars and restaurants, too. Just stick around after the round and enjoy those extra discounts. The 2026 Green Saver, yours for just $54. Last year, it was $54. This year, it's just $54. So unlike a lot of things in golf, especially green fees, no increase. Choose between book or mobile and begin saving today. The more you play, the more you'll save. For more info or to order, go to greensavergolf.com. That's greensavergolf.com. And never pay full price to golf again. As I mentioned, it's Tee to Green with Debbie O'Connell. I'm Jay Ritchie, our next guest, ready to go on the Tee to Green guest line. The 18th National Golf Day is coming up Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, May 4th, 5th, and 6th. It's actually 3 days celebrating the National Golf Day for the 18th consecutive year. And from the American Golf Industry Coalition, Jay Perrin joins us today on Tee to Green. Hi, Jay. How you doing?
Hi, Jay. Debbie, pleasure to meet you. Thanks for having me on today.
Debbie, you are surrounded by Jays today, so hang in there, okay? First question I got to ask you, Jay. The National Golf Day, 3 days, as I said, 4th, 5th, and 6th of May. Then there's National Golf Day, May the 10th, which we also celebrate. What's the difference between the two?
I'm not sure, Jay. I guess May the 10th could be the Colorado version or another state version of National Golf Day. For us, it's actually May 6th is National Golf Day. It's a little confusing there. I call it National Golf Week because it's when everybody's in Washington, D.C. to sort of celebrate the game of golf. They're there 3 or 4 days. So,
yeah, last year you had over 250 attendees representing some 40 states. Was it always 3 days, or has it just recently expanded to 3 days?
It's always been 3 days because they sort of we do other things besides the sort of the day commemorating National Golf Day specifically. For instance, this year we're doing the day before, we do a service project, and we'll be on the National Mall, which surrounds the Capitol and the White House. And we're about 250 or so folks will be on National Mall, restoring trees, restoring the green, and sort of giving back to the community.
Jay, what is the actual mission of National Golf Day and bringing these 250 very impactful leaders in the game of golf together in Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, the goal is really to sort of tell lawmakers, particularly members of Congress and the administration itself, how important the game of golf is to local communities, both economically, both environmentally, as well as health and wellness. And we sort of, those 250 folks and the leaders within the golf community, go to Capitol Hill on National Golf Day and meet with their members of Congress individually and discuss, you know, the issues locally that are happening, and then also, you know, a few issues nationally that are affecting the game of golf.
What have you found to be the most surprising reaction to the lawmakers in terms of, oh my gosh, golf actually does that? Like, what surprises them the most?
I think, so two things. One is still sort of this misnomer that the game of golf is only for the elite. I think that's still prevalent, which, you know, is bothersome considering that there's over 48 million people that participate in golf activities every year. So, you know, I think that they're, you know, the folks that are there representing the game of golf are still sort of surprised by that reaction. And then two, I think the other one is like the sort of charity aspects of the game of golf. You know, I think from everyone down from the PGA Tour to USGA, PGA of America, to the golf course superintendents, the Golf Course Owners Association, all of those people are very, very active in charity and, you know, have raised significant dollars for many, many different charity organizations. And, you know, obviously we're trying to grow the game. That's a very important part of what the American Golf Industry Coalition has been created for. And, you know, the amount of dollars spent on youth and diversifying the game is very important to those groups.
Jay, expand on that a little bit. The American Golf Industry Coalition, what is that and who makes up these people that go to Washington to lobby on behalf of golf?
That's a great question. The American Golf Industry Coalition is made up of, you know, a number of different associations, like the National Golf Course Owners Association, the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America, the USGA, the PGA Tour, PGA of America, and then, you know, manufacturers and other sort of suppliers within the golf industry, including the golf course architects. And they all come, different members of those trade associations and those corporations and organizations come to Washington and make up the 250 to 300 folks that will be here on May 4th through the 6th. So it's a diverse group, and, you know, they're really talking about what's happening to their individual organizations, but also to them as individuals locally, you know, whether it's California, Florida, Texas, you know, Ohio, all those different states are represented, and they're discussing what the issues are that are impacting them in those states, but and nationally as well.
Jay, will people like, I'm going to throw out another Jay Monahan, the commissioner of the PGA Tour, and Craig Kessler, the new LPGA commissioner, and Michael Wan, the CEO of the USGA, are those men planning on showing up? And are there other, you know, pretty well-known in the golf industry names who will also be in attendance?
Yeah, I mean, some of those individuals have shown up in the past. I'm not sure exactly who is coming this year from those organizations. I know, like, you know, obviously Mike Wan and Jay Monahan, they're active. They sit on the board of the American Golf Industry Coalition, so they're aware of this. They know of this day. They know how important it is to speak to Congress and to the administration about what the impact golf is doing economically. You know, it's a $102 billion industry across America. So yes, I mean, they're aware and they have participated in the past. As far as whether or not they're participating this year, I'm not 100% sure. I know, like, Jay Caron, who's the CEO of National Golf Owners Association, he'll be present. Brett Evans, who's the CEO of the Golf Course Superintendent Association of America, will be present.
Well, a lot of golfers may not even. I would say it's going to, that, like, in terms of the money and the jobs, that there's two, like, jobs are a big topic, right, these days, all the time,
or
with every politician all the time. And golf supports nearly 2 million jobs. And what kind of careers may not, our audience might not realize as part of the golf ecosystem?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think people think of, like, you know, your golf pro at your local golf course, right, who is teaching you how to play the game, but there's, you know, the golf course superintendent, you know, is so important to keeping the golf course going. And then there's obviously manufacturing. There's a research and development of golf clubs and golf balls. You know, if you've ever had the opportunity to attend a PGA show in Orlando, Florida, you'll see how many types of different, you know, industry players there are that are participating in the game. It's amazing. And, you know, obviously that's why it was so important for us to talk to our elected officials about making sure the game continues to prosper.
There is a website, National Golf Day website. You can go to golfcoalition.org, for more information. If you're a fan, if you like to watch golf, if you play golf, if you love the game, someone will speak to the people that lead our country on your behalf as the 18th National Golf Day brings industry leaders to Capitol Hill to advocate for golf. What's the main message that most of these people will take to Capitol Hill, Jay, in just a few days?
I think the number one message that we're going to be talking about is that we're the stewards of the game, right? We're making sure that nature, that water usage, energy, waste, all of those things are, we're trying to make sure the environment is super friendly for the golfer, but really for the community as a whole. We also have an issue that's been going on since 1976, where golf courses are on this list within the IRS that deems them not eligible for certain economic benefits that any other business would be eligible for. So we're speaking to Congress about trying to get golf courses removed from that list. And there's a piece of legislation called the PAR Act, that our friends, Congresswoman Claudia Tenney and Congressman Jimmy Panetta have been leading for us. And we're hoping to get some more co-sponsors and hopefully get this passed by Congress so we can remove golf from that, economically damaging, section of the IRS code.
And then what education will that mean for golf? If we're off that.
Well, I mean, what does it mean? It's really about, so it's funny, it's a little bit into the weeds here, but the Section 144 of the IRS code precludes you from certain economic benefits when a disaster occurs. If that language is put into supplemental disaster relief, it also, within the opportunity zones tax credit. So if you were going to build something, around a golf course in what they call an opportunity zone, which is usually, generally speaking, a plighted area, you wouldn't be eligible for those tax credits. So, you know, it's disaster relief, it's economic relief, and it's the opportunity to grow, that is being held back by this particular section of the IRS code.
Well, being in Florida and having been here, you know, the disaster relief is very relatable for the hurricanes that have come through and closed golf courses. Go ahead, Jay, take it away.
All right. I just wanted to say with participation and with accessibility and golf's economic impact, a lot of clout carried to the nation's capital from industry leaders to advocate for the game of golf. 3 days, the National Golf Day, 18th annual, May 4th, 5th, and 6th, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, put together by the American Golf Industry Coalition from the AGIC. Jay Perrin, today on TD Green. Hey, Jay, thanks for what you do on behalf of golf, and thanks for joining us today on TD Green.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it, Jay and Debbie.
That's Jay
Thank
Perrin.
You, Jay.
We will take a break, and we're back right after this. More of TD Green.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
The fastest hour in radio and the quickest hour in golf. Another hour flying by here today on Tee to Green as we talk golf busy weekend on the Pro Tours, the Tour Champions in Georgia. One of the oldest events on that tour, the Mitsubishi Electric Championship on Golf Channel today for the final round. The PGA Tour in Nolens, Zurich Classic going on. That's that two-man team event, and the final round will be today on CBS. And I know what Debbie's going to be watching today as far as golf on television. The first LPGA major of the year in Houston, the Chevron Classic Memorial Park. Will Nelly Korda be able to go wire to wire and win it?
She is playing some great golf, but watch out for, and a name I love to say, Patty Tavatanakit. Patty Tavatanakit, she made so many up and downs. She's putting great. If she starts hitting some greens, she will make a lot of birdies. So I think it could be an exciting finish. Nelly only shot 70 yesterday after two rounds of 65. We have to watch and see if she starts to make more birdies on her round and avoids the bogeys. But you mentioned it earlier, the Poppy's Pond, who the winner always jumps into the pond, part of their awards is a roast to put on afterwards, which is very exciting. It started along to a great story, Jay. Amy Alcott in 1988, just on a whim, the second time she won the Dinah Shore, looked at her caddy and said, "You want to let's jump in the pond after I win this?" And they did. Well, 3 years later, Amy kiddingly said to Dinah Shore, "Hey, if I win, will you jump in the pond with me?" And Dinah didn't really answer her, but Dinah always had white pants on. The final day, Amy's winning. dinosaur wears black pants. And Amy said, ooh, she's ready to jump in the pond with me. And that's what really started the tradition in 1991, that the winner jumps in the pond.
Yeah, it was one of the coolest traditions in golf. Nellie Korda has a 5-shot lead going into the last round today over Patty Tabataniket. Korda, a 2-time major champion, won the Chevron 2 years ago. And like I said, she's trying to go wire to wire. Final round today on Peacock and NBC. They'll be jumping into Poppy's Pond. That's it. Thanks to Michael Arkush and Jay Perrin for joining us. For Debbie O'Connell, I'm Jay Ritchie. Till next time, hit 'em long, hit 'em straight.